don't worry, I'm not going to give you a long list of sponsorships and things that you need to buy. Instead, I'm just going to explain. What we do is we teach baking as lifestyle medicine. This is an evidence-based approach to baking, eating, and sharing bread that improves the gut microbiome and mental health. So let's just get straight into this podcast.
We've got such a good question, Vanessa, by the way.
Go on.
Because you've got your thing to say and I've got mine. So I've got we don't know who their name is, but I think this is wonderful because this is exactly my story. So from personal observations, eating commercially available bread, brackets, even in small quantities, makes me gain weight noticeably. However, since I started eating sourdough bread only over the past 4 months, more than I used to eat, my weight has not increased. So that's the point. And then is that possibly related to the natural yeast in the starter and or types of flour? So I'm going to quickly answer because me and James, my husband, spoke about this yesterday.
Okay.
I met Vanessa, I think, we chat on the phone a lot, but I started properly getting into sourdough about May. And I used to work for Asda Bakery. I'm a huge bread fan. I was extremely lucky with my metabolism until about 3 years ago. And I used to eat probably about a kilo of bread every Sunday that I worked at Asda Bakery because they'd be the failed loaves that fell out of the oven that I'd fall upon and gorge. And it never actually touched me. And then as I got older, you know, burnt out GP with stress hormones, I wasn't as lucky. And I've been making sourdough this year, making cultured butter, anointing it generously, eating a lot of bread each day. And it is the best my irritable bowel has been. It is the least cravings and naughtiness I've had. And my weight, as my husband has said, because he's a road cyclist and really has to watch his body composition because of hill climbing and racing, has said that he's been eating bread with abandon that I've been making and hasn't put on any weight at all. So I haven't. My weight's been completely stable over lockdown when I know a lot of people haven't had that. My alcohol intake's probably gone up a bit, I'll be honest, because the bar pour has got very generous at home.
On the fact that we have a vineyard.
I bought a lot of Vanessa's parents' wine, which is extraordinary. But actually, and Vanessa, you share yours, because for me and James, we've had exactly the same as our contributor. So they have said their weight has stayed stable and also wondering why. So I think that's fantastic. Testament to sourdough.
So there are a few things that I would say that make a huge difference with sourdough. So my first thing is, when you long slow ferment your bread, you are changing and transforming the flour. And even when you've got white flour, and I'm not saying white flour is the best thing in the world, but even when you have white flour, it actually transforms the way in which the starch is actually linked. It's like the sugars are changed. And the easiest way to think of the lactic acid bacteria almost is like a teacher blowing a whistle in the playground and all the children lining up. And this is how the sugars kind of line up into longer chains. And what that actually does is it creates something called resistant starch. And resistant starch is exactly that. It's resistant to being digested. So what actually happens is that it makes its way further down and it helps to control the release of carbohydrate to even out the blood sugar. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago in one of our webinars. What that does is, and Alex can correct me here, but it actually helps level out the rate of glucose in the blood, and it keeps you even. Now that has an effect on your hormones. So it stops your ghrelin from coming up. It stops your cortisol from coming up, which is a stress hormone, because as your blood sugar comes up, in fact, Alex will probably do a better job of explaining this than me, but as your blood sugar comes up, your insulin kicks in. If it kicks in too hard, it can then crash your blood sugar comes down, and you're on a roller coaster, and you're up and you're down, and you're up and you're down, and that hits your mood and your hunger, and that affects how much you eat.
Quality sleep crash.
Yeah. So what I think Alex has been talking about over the weeks is the fact that she sees this in walking into her GP surgery on a daily basis. And this affects people's weight because they're not. So how does that weight, how does that hormone up and down really affect weight? How does it affect ghrelin, Alex?
I think what you've, I think you've got leptin, you've got ghrelin, you've got insulin. So these are all sort of, you know, words that, you know, may not be familiar to those that are watching, but essentially what we're trying to say is that we have a body which tries desperately to keep an equilibrium. So when your blood sugar goes up, it goes, this isn't great, I'm going to send my insulin up to...
I really hope you've enjoyed listening to this. If the idea of prescribing baking as lifestyle medicine as an evidence-based approach to your patients to help them improve their physical and mental health through the bread that they bake, eat and share every day appeals to you, then go to thesourdoughschool.com and learn how you can prescribe or teach this as part of your own practice. If you have just fallen in love with the whole concept and you just want to learn to do this for yourself and your family, you can self-prescribe at thesourdoughclub.com. I look forward to seeing you in some of our live sessions.